USA Radio News.
For residents along the Carolina coast, time is getting short for getting out of harm's way.
It is an extremely dangerous, life-threatening, historic hurricane.
North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper. Hurricane Florence, a Category 4 storm with 140 mile per hour winds, is now forecast to make landfall in North Carolina on Friday.
The storm surge will inundate low-lying areas. Rivers will flood their banks. Preparation is our best defense. And if you haven't already, the time to prepare is now.
With mandatory evacuation orders in place, an estimated 1 million plus residents and visitors are heading inland. But there's concerns even inland about massive flooding. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
In the Pacific Ocean, what was Hurricane Olivia is now a tropical storm, and it's bearing down on the Hawaiian island of Maui. A tropical storm warning, high surf warning, and flash flood watch are in effect for Maui County. The Hawaii State Department of Education announced that all school activities are canceled. Hana High and Hana Elementary will also be closed. More protests are expected over a white Dallas police officer charged with manslaughter after killing a neighboring black man in his own apartment thinking it was her residence. Attorney Esley Merritt represents victim Botham Jean's family and says that claim contradicts witnesses.
Certain statements within this affidavit are demonstratively false. For example, that door being ajar, those doors close automatically unless Botham propped it open. Because he was expecting a guest or something, and I'm not making up excuses, it wouldn't have been open.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The White House reports the American economy is humming along with strong job creation, increasing wages, rapid business growth, soaring consumer confidence, and increasing manufacturing activity. With more, here's John Clemens.
That was the assessment from Kevin Hassett, the chairman of the Council of Economic Advisers, who says the increases in wages will outpace the inflation rate that is now right under 3%.
The best defense against increase in inflation is an increase in wages. And the CEA put out a report this week that documented that, correctly measured, real after-tax wages are growing about 1.4% this year. So that means that the wage growth that President Trump has helped create with his policies is overpowering the inflation numbers right now.
I'm John Clemens.
The people who own and run America's small businesses are more bullish than ever. USA's Chris Barnes has more details.
The National Federation of Independent Businesses Small Business Optimism Index hit 108.8 in August. Now, that might not mean much to you, but that was the highest level it's hit in its 45-year survey. Small businesses say they're planning to hire more workers, raise compensation, and spend more on capital investments. Juanita Duggan, the president and CEO of the Federation, is attributing much of the increase to President Trump and the GOP's economic policies. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.